안녕하세요. Hello, and welcome back to our third and final special episode before season two. There have been a variety of questions that you guys have either asked me or have suggested for a topic, and I can't really do all of these as separate episodes, so I thought it'd be cool to answer some of them in an episode dedicated to a Q&A. So, yeah, let's get started. The first question is 한국어랑 영어를 둘다 잘할 수 있는 방법이 있나요? So, is there a way to speak both English and Korean well? 당연히 있습니다. Of course there is. 한국어랑 영어는 차이점이 많긴 많아요. So, it is true that Korean and English are very different from each other. And that's why some of my tips include, first, 한국 음악을 자주 들어요. So listen to Korean music. And there's actually a link with a list of Korean songs that I compiled, and I can link it in the description if you guys are interested. And these Korean songs can really help you build your listening skills if you don't have like a Korean friend that you can talk to on a regular basis. And 문법을 열심히 공부하세요. And really study the grammar. And this is especially true for learning Korean versus like learning Spanish for an English speaker, because 한국어랑 영어는 문법이 너무 달라요. The grammar in Korean and English is just completely different. Like the order of the sentence, a sentence and the words are just completely different. So it's very difficult. 그래서 책을 읽고 계속 한국어를 듣다 보면 문법을 자연스럽게 배울 수 있어요. So if you keep reading books or listening to Korean, you'll be able to pick up the grammar naturally. And that's really the best way to learn, you know, keep practicing, keep listening, and keep reading. And the second topic and question that we have from a listener is about the military. And like, is the military service mandatory and why is that? So yeah, military service is mandatory in Korea. So male citizens are required to serve between the ages of 18 to 28 unless there's like health issues and they can't. And the amount of time that they serve depends on the branch of the military they join, but it's at least a year and a half of service. And the biggest reason why we require military service is because we could fight with North Korea one day. And South Korea is technically in Hyujun, which means that the war isn't completely finished. It's just like taking an extended break. So no one knows if the war will begin again or not. So we just have to be prepared. And I'm going to have an episode about North versus South Korea in our upcoming season. So I'll wait until then to talk a little bit more about the two Koreas. And the next question we have is about the top university in Korea. 그래서 한국에서는 Sky라는 대학교들이 있어요. So there's universities called Sky in Korea, and there's three of them to be specific. And the Sky is an acronym that stands for the university names. So first, the S is 서울대학교. 서울대학교 is Seoul National University. 서울 is Seoul, and 대학교 is university. And the K in Sky stands for 고려대학교. And 고려대학교 is Korea University. And then we have Y, which is 연세대학교, which is Yonsei University. 그래서 세 군데를 합해서 Sky라고 부르죠. So we put the three together and we just call them Sky. And these are the top three universities in Korea. And Seoul National University, 서울대학교, is the hardest to get into. And it's basically like the Harvard of Korea. So if you go there, then you're really smart. And the other two, 고려대학교 and 연세대학교, are also extremely hard to get into. I'm not exactly sure which one is better because I feel like the students are always fighting over which one is better, kind of like Yale or Princeton, maybe. But yeah, those three are the top universities in Korea. And this next requested topic is about chopsticks. And in Korea, we call chopsticks 젓가락. And we basically just use chokarak like other cultures use forks. So on a typical meal, you'll have a spoon and a chokarak. And then the spoon would be used to eat the rice and soup. And then you could use the chokarak to pick up side dishes, which are called banchan, and other food. And this next requested topic was about the culture of service between older and younger people in Korea. 그래서 한국 문화에는 어르신을 존경하는 것이 중요해요. So in Korean culture, it is important to respect our elders. So for example, 예를 들면 밥 먹을 때는 어르신이 가장 먼저 드실 수 있어요. So when you're eating a meal, the oldest person gets to eat first. 술을 마실 때도 어르신을 위해서 술을 따라줘요. And when you're drinking, the younger person will pour the drinks for the older person. 그리고 나이가 더 많은 사람이랑 얘기할 때는 존댓말을 써야 하죠. So when you meet an older person, 나이가 더 많은 사람, you have to use 존댓말. And 존댓말 is formal language. And when you meet them, you also might give like a slight bow to show respect when you greet them. So there definitely does exist a culture of respect towards elderly people and also a culture of service and 배려심 towards these elderly people. So 배려심 is like being considerate to others. So on a train, you would give a seat, you would give up your seat for a grandmother who is like standing, and you might help like an old man carry his groceries back to his house if he's struggling. So actions like these are really in every culture, but it is especially emphasized in Korean culture because of this emphasis on service and 배려심 towards people who are older than you. And next, somebody asked about what are the different kinds of romantic beliefs in Korea? And if you ever watched a K-drama, you probably recognize a few of these. So first up, 커플템. So 커플템 is just like couple items. So they're matching couple shirts, shoes, phone cases, rings, and a lot of other items that are meant for a couple to wear and use together. So a lot of couples will buy and use and wear these items as like a sign of their relationship. So, you know, an example would be like two shirts and then one has like Mickey on it and the other has like Minnie Mouse on it and they're like matching and, you know, the couple would just wear them together. And it's pretty prevalent. So there's a lot of different markets and stores that sell these kapultem. So if you go to Korea, you might run into these at the market. Next up, we have 백일. And 백일 means 100 days. And a lot of couples will celebrate their 100th day of dating, and it's kind of like a special day in their relationship. So they might get each other gifts, go out on a date, eat cake together, and really just celebrate this kind of milestone in their relationship. And next, we have White Day. So on Valentine's Day in Korea, the woman will usually get something like chocolates or another gift for their boyfriend or husband. So on White Day, the man in the relationship will instead gift something to the woman. So it's almost like a reverse Valentine's Day. And this next one is 첫눈을 같이 맞으면 사랑이 이루어진다. And that basically translates to if a couple gets snowed on together, their love will last. So on the first day of it snowing in the year, the couples will be especially excited to go watch the snowfall together. And finally, we have 사랑의 자물쇠. So 사랑 is love and 자물쇠 means lock. So 사랑의 자물쇠 means locks of love. 그래서 연인들이 다리에 다는 자물쇠를 사랑의 자물쇠라고 부르죠. So, you know, lovers and couples will lock these 사랑의 자물쇠 on bridges or gates or other public places. And then, you know, they might throw the key away to show that their love is like forever locked and everlasting. And it's a concept in other cultures as well, but it is pretty popular in Korea. And next up, we have a listener asking for advice on how to sound like a native speaker. So first, I would recommend actually talking to Korean people. And I know not everyone can do this since you might not have any fluent speakers around you, but there's really great tools online. And two apps that I personally use are called Tandem and HelloTalk. And no, this is not sponsored. And they help you talk to foreigners in a language that you're learning. And the foreigner that you're talking to is trying to learn your native language. So it's kind of like a language exchange app, and it's really useful. So I go on there to talk to people in their language sometimes, and you know, we'll correct each other's mistakes and really just learn about each other's cultures and language. And you know, the best way to sound like a native speaker is to talk to native speakers and pick up their language and phrases. So I do recommend checking those apps out if it sounds interesting. And another tip that I have is to really try and perfect your pronunciation. And it definitely is a lot more difficult than it sounds. And with Korean, the ra sound is especially difficult to English speakers, I've noticed. And the ra is closest to the R sound in English, but it's definitely difficult to imitate it for those who haven't done it before. So I would say pick out these separate sounds that are really difficult to pronounce, and then take your time and try to imitate these sounds so you can get better at pronunciation. And our final requested topic is ajumma. So ajumma is what we call married or middle-aged women. And they tend to be portrayed as gossipy and like the comedic reliefs in K-dramas, which isn't completely untrue. But ajumma is a very general word and can really refer to any woman who is middle-aged and married. So yeah, some ajumma are like what you see in K-dramas. They love gossiping. They're always up in everybody's business. They're kind of funny. But not all ajummas are like that. So yeah, that's pretty much it for this special episode. Those are the topics that we've covered. And if you want me to do a more deep dive into any of these topics or even another topic, make sure to leave a suggestion in the suggestions forum, which is linked down below and is also in the website.